You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back. We're live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Lindsay, after we're done with the interview with Laura here, remind me to tell you about how awkward the experiences are with guests and Jeff after this interview segment, okay?
All right. All right.
It's so true.
Hey, I didn't look at the angle of the picture.
No. That's just the surface. We have a whole thing. We'll get into it. I want to welcome Laura Seacrest, the executive director of outpatient. No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not. You put the headphones on them so they can't hear us, and then you continue to talk to them even though they have the headphones on and they're listening to the radio station. And then you have this excruciating way of taking a picture that lasts 9 minutes, and they're completely freaked out and awkward. And you. Lindsay, he takes the headphones.
Did I scare you?
That's scary. Not scary. That's not scary. It's just awkward. He takes the headphones and he puts them on his head, right? And listens to
I
it.
Wanna
and
make
then he
both
puts it on their head,
working.
which is a little. I mean, you don't change. I mean, that's a little creepy. I mean, it's like if somebody said, here's the thermometer. Let me try it first myself, and
no,
then I'll stick it in your mouth
with headphones. And those things short out.
Okay,
I've done that as well.
We'll get into this in a little bit. It is very true. I'm telling you, Laura. Good morning. How are you? Executive Director of Outpatient Services. Let's start the show by you describing exactly what that title means.
Okay.
See, well, she's shaking.
Actually, we're okay.
No, we're good.
We're good. So I'm on the administrative team here, and I have oversight for radiology and lab, cancer care, rehabilitation services, so PTOT and speech, and a handful of other areas. But primarily, I consider myself administrative support and to represent my folks up to administration and our division.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit, if we could, about the ICU renovation. Now, this is a $9 million renovation.
Very exciting. We are pretty pumped up about the new ICU because the one that we have is old and small. And this one, we're expecting it to be completed in September. We're going to be in it in October. It's going to hold 12 patients, which is our current volume when our surveys have showed us that that's exactly where we need to be. But this doubles us in size. And so it is going to be a much more healing and welcoming space for our patients and their families, the colleagues working up there, as well as the physicians.
So, yeah, space for family members is important, right?
Huge.
Because this is a traumatic time. This is not a place where you want to be, but if you are there, you want family, you want, and then the staff itself can't be crawling all over each other as well.
Right.
So that makes a big difference.
Right.
All right. And then the medical office building?
Oh, yeah. So bids are due today, and we expect groundbreaking in 3 to 4 weeks. We think it's going to be about a 12-month project, and we expect to be cutting a ribbon late spring of 2019.
Okay. Now, you recently has this taken place, this Hospital and Nurses Week, and you've wrapped this up, right? So you do something special every day for the folks?
Yep. That was last week, and super fun. On Monday, we had Mr. Softy here, and we've done that for some other events. It is a huge, huge colleague satisfier. I mean, you get to pick whatever you want, all kinds of goodies. On Tuesday, we had our DAISY Award for Extraordinary Nurses. And the DAISY Foundation, those awards are in thousands of hospitals throughout the whole the United States and other countries as well. And our winner was Monica Hildebrandt. I just want to give a shout-out to her. She's a superstar. We had surveyors in the building last week, and she just rocked it with them as well. And then on Wednesday, we had a colleague picnic. It got rained on, but it was still a beautiful day. Thursday was the blessing of the hands, and this is where our spiritual care ministers bless the colleagues' hands because our hands do our work, and it's just a lovely way to reflect back on our core values and remember why we're here. And then Friday was Florence Nightingale's 198th birthday, and we celebrated with Nurse Exemplar Awards. So, for instance, we had Rookie of the Year, Preceptor of the Year, Excellence in Nursing, Partner of the Year, and all those pictures and infos on our Facebook page.
All right, so you can check that out if you would like at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. We're here for Stroke Awareness Month. Now, everything has a month, everything has a week, although these things impact people all year long, right? I mean, it's... Mm-hmm. And it always, to me, from a marketing point of view, is strange, like what gets the attention versus what doesn't get the attention. I mean, we obviously know because of the Komen family, you know, breast cancer, you know, has been brought to the forefront, which is a good thing, but maybe disproportionate to other things that impact people in greater numbers, like heart disease and stroke and all of that. Do you find that being in this profession that it's odd the way some things get so much more attention, even though the numbers aren't necessarily there?
Yeah, I guess when I think of stroke, though, I think of the numbers might not be there, but boy, if you or your family member experiences stroke, it can just be devastating.
Well, but it's also so how quick you act and how fast you recognize and how quick the service is and the treatment, you know, all these things matter, which is why they come up with this FAST, you know, so that people can, you know, remember that and remember to look for these signs, because this is something, unlike cancer, you know, where timing is everything, and the quicker you get somebody to medical help, it could be a complete game changer as far as the recovery. It's also a place where we've come a long way, right, and people survive this. I mean, our very own Debbie Bogle, you know, who we'll be having a fundraiser for next Thursday at the beach house, you know, had a massive aneurysm, and nobody, I would expect at the disc that morning at her age, you know, thought that's what was happening, right?
Right.
But they acted, and here we have a miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, time is everything. And to your point, there's billboards everywhere now with the education. I think probably the general public is much, much better educated nowadays on what FAST stands for. And certainly they recognize, you know, if you have a drooping face, if you're having trouble with your speech, and that time is everything.
Yeah, arm
time
weakness, all everything. That. And then to the T in FAST, meaning time.
Yes.
Great stuff. Well, listen, if folks want to find out more, I know you guys, the industry itself needs nurses, right? I mean, and kids out there that are maybe thinking about careers, this is an unbelievable profession that you get. I think nurses run everything. I mean, with all due respect to the doctors, I mean, they're the heart of a hospital. But there are great career possibilities, and the recruitment out there is amazing. I mean, you really can't write your ticket, right? If you're a young kid today that wants to get into this career.
Yeah, I think I read recently where healthcare over the next 5 to 10 years is considered one of the top job opportunities. Nurses, all kinds of clinicians. I mean, the need is just from A to Z. And visit our website, call us on the phone. We are happy to talk to you. And we are reaching out when kids are still in high school and pre-high school, really, because we need to tap into that passion at an early age. You know, my oldest daughter said at 6 years old, I want to be a teacher, and that's the path she followed. So we know that there are people interested in healthcare. They tap into that need early, and we just want to be there to partner with them all along the way.
Well, congratulations on all the renovations and the medical office building. You'll have shovel in the ground in 3 to 4 weeks. It's always fun to see stuff getting built and bringing services
cool.
to the community. Isn't it fun?
It is exciting, very exciting.
Laura, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Laura
Thanks
Seacrest from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. She is the Executive Director of Outpatient Services. We'll take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.